Our plan is to have a phase of preparation for the talks, which will not encompass any meeting direct between the two parties, but a preparation in Muscat with the Houthi and GPC, and a preparation in Riyadh with the government of Yemen. For me, in fact, this part of preparation is part of the talks, because it will really lay down the real basis on which the talk will take place in terms of agenda, in terms of the subject that we will be discussing, in terms of the outcome, and particularly manage the expectation. This was a mistake we didn't do for the last Geneva. We need to make sure we have a good understanding from the two parties on the expectation about these talks. What? So this will take probably a period of 2 weeks, but I'm optimistic that probably in less than 2 weeks or maximum 2 weeks, we will have their talks face to face.
What are the main obstacles right now?
If you ask me, the biggest problem we are facing today is the lack of confidence between the two parties. Unfortunately, every time we are close to talks or we are going to talks, we realize that the two parties don't trust each other. And unfortunately, because of the violence, the level of violence, this war has been ongoing for over 7 months. No parties is trusting the other. Some believe that they are going to talks just for cosmetic talk, but they have no real goodwill to achieve anything. The other side believe that even if we have talk, they will not achieve what they are committed to. So you have this constant lack of and we need to build this confidence. We need to make sure that the two parties understand there is no solution except a peaceful solution.
What are the main bases for the talks, for any such talks? And the important Security Council resolution items that will guide the discussions?
This is very important. You need to understand that for us, of course, we need to hear what the parties expect from this. But the Security Council resolution, which will be the base for these talks, will be tackling issues around the ceasefire, which is a top priority for the population today. We'll be tackling issues around the surrender of the big weaponry and heavy weaponry, which is in the country, and the withdrawal from the main cities and from which have been occupied by militia. So this will be discussed and will be part of the discussion. But in my view, as I said earlier, because of the big obstacle, we can't have these talks in a good atmosphere if we don't have a ceasefire, if we don't have some confidence-building measure related to the release of prisoners, related to the humanitarian. We need, to facilitate the humanitarian access. We need to have some guarantees in regard to the borders, that there will be no provocation at the border, because the Saudi have made that very clear to us, that they will not accept, even during the talk, that there is any provocation on the border. So all these elements will be part of a package, which I think if we are able to tackle this in our first meeting will be extremely important.
Until the parties come together, what is happening on the ground and what can the UN do to help Yemenis right now?
Okay. What is first very, very important, first of all, in my view, it's important for the parties. The Yemenis currently are only discussing through the media, and the statement don't help them. It's important that we are able to build some confidence in terms of realizing again from the two sides. And I think we are getting close to that, that the only political solution is a real solution to have. In terms of the international community and particularly the neighbors, what can they do really to support this? Is first of all to encourage the parties to go to the talks, but to ensure that there is a proper representation, that the delegation which will go to the talks from both sides is an empowered delegation, but a delegation which is coming with a goodwill to really make concession and to accept the differences. Because there will be certainly a lot of difficult discussion, but when we have the goodwill, we can overcome these difficulties. The third is, of course, when we come to implementation, the international community, and particularly the neighboring country, will have a major role to play, particularly in terms of the reconstruction of Yemen, in terms of the issue of monitoring. We need a monitoring mechanism that will ensure that we have a proper respect for the ceasefire, for the withdrawal, for the issue of heavy weaponry. But we're speaking about civilian observers. We're not speaking about a military observers here.
You warned in the Security Council that Yemen is losing time right now, and this plays in the hand of the extremists. Would you explain this a little bit more?
No, I think this is important to underline. What we see today, and I think it was very much even during the closed-door discussion, and I can reveal, we all agree that the drama of Yemen today is there is this cocktail, terrible cocktail of a dramatic humanitarian situation, a continuous battle either by airstrike or in the ground and shelling on cities, which is affecting the civilian. And third is the incredible development of terrorist groups who are only taking benefit of this. So this cocktail of three different negative items are major reason for us today to go for talks and to realize that only a political solution. We have to stop this infernal tricycle, if I can call it like tricycle. So that's what we have been aiming at. And it's important for us to realize that what happened in Aden recently against the government is a revelation that only the terrorist group are taking advantage of this current situation in the ground.